Yemen is set to hold a presidential election with only one candidate running for the post, the incumbent vice president Abdurrabbo Mansour Hadi. Meanwhile, anti-election protests raged in the northern province of Saada and several southern cities. To discuss the situation further, we're being joined by Professor Lawrence Davidson. He's with the Westchester University. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, an election with just one candidate who symbolizes the very regime the people rose up against. What can be said about Yemen's path to democracy?
Well, it's not a path to democracy, is it? I think that Mansour Hadi, who has been the vice president for 18 years, will in fact try to lay the basis for the return or the maintenance of the party that rules now, right? The General People's Congress. So some people claim that this is a symbolic move, a break with the past, but it's very difficult to see in pragmatic terms how this can possibly be. Hadi is Saleh's man. And the security forces are in the hands of Saleh's family. So even if Saleh never shows up, it never even comes back, though he says he is going to come back. But even if he doesn't, I mean, the same structure, the same kind of regime will go on under these conditions. So I can't see how this is either a path to democracy or a path to stability. I think that this is not going to work.
Indeed. Now, with anti-election protests still raging on in Yemen, what kind of legitimacy would these elections hold in the eyes of Yemenis and the international community?
Well, I think that in the eyes of many Yemenis, both in the north and the south, they will not hold any. They will not give any legitimacy to the regime, to whoever is running the show here. However, to the international community, this can be used as a symbol of stability, and this is the horse they're putting their money on, so to speak. So already, President Obama has come out in support of the elections, and Hadi. Certainly, the Gulf states are betting that this is going to kind of tamper down the protest movement. But actually, my feeling is that this is a prelude to civil war.
And having not fielded any candidates of their own, would you say the Yemeni opposition parties have failed their people?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how much opportunity they were given to do that. It's really not a question that I can answer. If they failed in any way, it's through not being able to establish some sort of united front to bring down, the regime completely. And that's really where the failure lies. They've allowed themselves to continue to be fragmented, and so things are going to get very, very messy.
All right, we'll obviously be keeping a close eye on the situation as it develops. That was Professor Lawrence Davidson with Westchester University joining us via Skype from Westchester. Professor, many thanks for your insight here on Press TV.